Secondary cold urticaria is also very rare. It is associated with the presence of cryoproteins in the blood. So we are going to look for those diseases in which the patient may have cryoproteins in the blood, which is usually Raynaud's phenomena associated with the other collagen vascular diseases, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, myeloma. So in these situations, when the cryoproteins will be present in the blood, they can lead to the development of secondary cold contact urticaria. The blood samples for when we are testing the presence of cryoprotein, the blood samples for the cryoprotein must be kept warm until laboratory testing, because when they are exposed to the cold, then it produces its reaction. Treatments directed against the underlying condition.